Blog Talk Radio.
down. The blessings come down. Come on, pull them blessings down, y'all. Amen. Hallelujah. I was just in the move of the Lord. Just moving it. Just having a good time in the Lord. Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio, Mount Carmel International Church. Amen. I bless God for you, you, and you for allowing me to come into your homes this morning. Amen. I pray that you had a good yesterday, and today will be better. Amen. We're going to start off with a prayer. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we just bless your name. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we know when the praises go up, God, the blessings come down, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now, Father God, how you are opening up heaven for your people, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the revelation. We thank you for knowledge. We thank you for wisdom, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. Now, God, as we come, God, today, Lord God, we pray that you will speak to our hearts on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let the anointing break the yoke, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, anything that we are wrestling with on today, Father God, because we know, Father God, that you have greater things in store for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father, for that, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, as I come, God, today, Lord God, I pray that the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, God, will sit upon me, in me, and through me, Father God, that I will speak your word, God, on today for your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for breaking barriers. Yes, I hear you, God. We thank you, God, for breaking barriers right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you right now, God. And we come against anything, Lord God, that will come against your word on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord God, that you are fighting every battle for us, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, as we rest in you, Father God, on today, Father, we ask that you speak to our hearts today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord. And I pray a special blessing for each and every one, God, that took time this morning, Father God, to listen to your word, Father God, this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blessings increase in every area of their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we say thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do, what you're going to say, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you, we praise you, and we glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Praise God. This morning, y'all, I just want to share with you what the Lord is doing and what he is saying in this season. Amen. Praise God. I heard this morning, just as plain as clear, you say what the Father has said. Glory to God. Glory to God. That is what Jesus said. I only say what the Father is saying to me. Praise God. But today, on this week, amen, I just went just before the Lord and talking to God and trying to take my time and to listen to what the Lord is saying. And we know that the world right now, praise God, and we all are talking about how the world, praise God, is just up and down and all the things are going on, praise God, at this time. But God, you gave me a word this week, amen. And the Lord told me to tell you, amen, and I take it so personal today that God is changing your story. God is changing your story. Amen. Praise God. This is not the end, but this is the beginning of some new things that's getting ready to take place in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to go with me, amen, today to Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, and I'm going to start at verse number 1 through 6. Amen. Praise God. I want to read, and I want God to really move upon the hearts of the people today, amen, as you allow me to come into your homes this morning. Amen. Praise God. Now, here in Jeremiah 18, it says that we're talking about the potter and the clay. Come on, somebody. Y'all come on with me today. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm excited, y'all. Amen. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Hear what God's saying. I will cause you to hear my words. This is what he spoke to Jeremiah. And then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hands of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as the potter, says the Lord? He says, look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. Hear the word of the Lord, everybody. For the ones that really don't know, amen, praise God, because I got to make sure that I'm speaking the word to a different audience, because of some people, amen, praise God, have never read of the potter and the clay. So here, God is the potter. We are the clay. Amen, praise God. And here, there are interesting stories about the life many people will be interested in to hear when you relate with them stories about the glory of God in your life. However, there are also some situations in your life that brought you unpleasant stories you would not want to recall. And that's all of us, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Some things we want God to close the book on, praise God. But the experience is too bad that each time you think about it, it breaks you down emotionally. And we all, praise God, come on, somebody, I want you to get all the halos off your head, because right now we're going to come naked before the Lord. Amen. Praise God. There are some things that really bothers us in life. There are some things that we have done in life. But how many know, praise God, hallelujah, God is going to change that story. Amen. He says, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. And so sometimes we plead with God, oh, Lord, change my story. Is a plea from the heart to God. Amen. Praise God. Because we do. We ask God to change our story because come on, somebody, you are far above levels you have now. And this is a, God said, a destiny thing, because we have to know that, praise God, there is more greater things, amen, than standing still in the presence of the Lord. When he causes us, amen, to move in the things of him, praise God. And sometimes we get stuck on some things, amen, praise God. There's a destiny ahead of you. So here, people of God, when the Lord rewrites your story, everything about your life will change for the good. Hear what the Lord is saying to you today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is wrong for you, amen, to conclude on your destiny of a man. Oh, come on, somebody, because sometimes man tells us, amen, it's over. But here, praise God. Hallelujah, destiny of a man, because he is not making success in life. No man is God. Come on, somebody. No man is God. When God says yes in your life, no man can say no. Today, Almighty is changing your story for the best in your life. In Jesus' name, come on, somebody, say in Jesus' name, because God told me to tell you, praise God, hallelujah, that he is going to change your story. Now, I don't know who's listening to me, praise God, hallelujah, but I want you not just to take the word, but just be a fly by night. I want you to take that word, let it burst in your spirit, let it become a part of your life, praise God, hallelujah. But here, the Israelites were experiencing hardship and challenges in life. And the same thing that we do today, praise God, hallelujah. The stories of Israel, amen, the Israelite was nothing to write about. Have you ever had a chapter in your life, praise God? God, that you don't even want to write about it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It was nothing good about that time because they had hardship. They was going through some things. Amen. We have to know what God is saying to us in the hour right now. They were confused about life and do not know what to do anymore. Amen. To remedy their ugly situation. They didn't know what to do. Praise God. But how many know that the Lord thy God knows what to do in your life to bring about a great, great destiny? And he tells us, amen, yes, your story is going to change. Somebody shout, my story is going to change. Amen. Praise God. Our God is merciful, God, and he will never abandon us in the time of need. Amen. Has he sent prophet Jeremiah to the potter's house to see how he worked a vessel. Amen. The Bible says how he walked a vessel on the wheel with clay. Jeremiah saw that when a vessel was marred in the hands of the potter, he made another vessel as seemed good to the potter. And that's me and you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because when I look at the word marred, praise God. Hallelujah. It's something that is marred, is damaged due to a flaw, is scarred, is blemished, is broken, is damaged, is impaired, is imperfect. Amen. Praise God. It's incomplete and unassembled. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God. Here, Jeremiah goes to the potter's house and he saw, amen, what the Lord was doing. Amen. Then the Lord said to Jeremiah, tell my people Israel, and I want you to put your name there, praise God. Tell my people Israel that as the clay is in the hands of the potter, so is your life and your destiny in my hands. The potter is here, y'all. He represents the Almighty God, while the clay represents the children of God. In other words, God is saying that the Israelites should have faith and trust in him to change their lives and destiny for good. Somebody, you got to believe that God is in control of your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is saying that he is the only one, come on somebody, come on with me this morning, that has the capacity and the ability to transform lives and destiny from your story to glory. Somebody say, from your story to glory. God is going to change your story. Come on somebody. Many of us are fed up with the present conditions of life, and we are. Everybody, everything, everywhere I turn, everybody is just like, you know, things are going on and we're seeing things, we're hearing things, and we got all man's wisdom. But you know, when I sat down this morning, praise God, and I remember the Holy Ghost speaking to me. He said, I don't want you to preach man wisdom. I want you to get the word of the Lord from me. That way, praise God, hallelujah, that we would not miss a beat in the season because we got so many voices speaking. Amen. Praise God. But what is God saying to us today? Praise God. God says, amen, there is hope for his people. He has destiny. He has plan in the midst of all the rubbish, in the midst of all the chaos, and the midst of all the voices. He's still yet speaking to us, y'all. But we got to hear the word of the Lord. The Lord wants to talk to us. And remember, praise God, on Wednesday, I was saying, praise God, I heard God says God is trying to tell us something in the midst of all that is going on right now. And when I think about it, when I'm looking at it, God is showing me rubbish. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. He's showing me, amen, praise God, that something is so torn up that he can go in the midst of a rubbish. He can go in the midst of the dirt and pull something great out of it. Amen, praise God. And that's me, and that's you, praise God, because when I thought about being marred and not perfect, amen, and I know that there were some flaws within us, amen, but God says, amen, that I will take you you, and I will build you. I will perfect you. I will shape you. I will mold you. Praise God. When I thought about how God, amen, is taking time to mold and shape us, it's nothing but the glory of God. He's going to bring the glory out of your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. So here, we are fed up. Some of us are fed up. Praise God. Some have lost hope. Praise God. Some of us, amen, don't even want to do the things of God no more. We don't see nothing happening. We don't see God moving. But let me tell you, praise God, he is moving behind this thing where you cannot see him moving. He is moving. Come on, somebody say, somebody shout. He is moving. My God, I give you glory. Many. But the conditions about life is so bad that family members and friends are beginning to make mockery of your faith in God. Hallelujah. Yes, Holy Spirit. Sometimes, amen, they say, why are you serving a God? Why are you in that same position? Why are you doing the same thing? But how many know God said, I will prepare a table. My God, I give you glory. I will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies, and I will anoint your head with oil. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying. Because a lot of times they make mockery because, see, a lot of times things are going on in your life. But how many know, praise God, it is perfection of the saint. He has to do this to us, praise God. He has to mold us. He has to shape us. And it doesn't feel good. Some things come with losses. Some things come, praise God, with loss of friendship, praise God. But God is having a plan for your life, praise God. Sometimes you wonder where everybody yet. God has a plan. He has to mold you. He has to shape you. Praise God. He's taking you to the potter's house that he can build you back again. Amen. That when you get in front of the people, you won't faint. When people come up against you, you won't faint. When they talk about you, you won't faint. Praise God. That you will stand for God in a mighty way because he has rebuilt you. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Somebody shout, he's rebuilding me. That's what it is. He's rebuilding me into the greatness that he wants me to get in. Come on, somebody. God is rebuilding you. He's making you fortified. He's putting the fire around your feet the way he did Elijah. Amen. That no weapon formed against you shall prosper. The fire of God, I speak it over your life in the name of Jesus. My God, I give you glory. Many people have written you off in life. Career, your business, your marriage, your relationship, your academics, your ministry, you have concluded on yourself in life because there is no meaningful record of achievement and success in your life. Years and years out, amen, your life has been stagnated. But listen to God. But I have good news for you today. The God Almighty is changing your story for good in Jesus' name. God did not forsake the Israelites in their time of need and will never forsake you and your household in the name of Jesus. I speak it right now, praise God, hallelujah. God has a better plan for your life, therefore. It does not matter the magnitude of your travail or how long you have been experiencing. The challenge that you are going through now in life are stepping stones to your greatness in life and your destiny. I hear the word of the Lord today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. It's only stepping stones to the greatness in life and your destiny. The word in Isaiah 70 and 31. Praise God. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Come on, somebody. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. When you wait upon the Lord and do not give up, oh, come on, somebody say, do not give up on your faith in God. He will rewrite the story of your life and your destiny. Don't allow your present predicament and everything that's going on, praise God, around you and take life and take you away from what God is doing and from his presence, because God might be testing your faith to see if you truly have faith and trust in him. And that's what God does sometimes. He takes us through the things, amen, praise God. He take us, praise God, he take us through things, amen, praise God, hallelujah, that you think that, God, where are you, praise God, but know that, praise God, that sometimes it's only a test of your faith in God. God is going to bring the best out of your life. He did not leave Israel, and he's not going to leave you. You have to trust in him. God tested Abraham's faith, trust and love for him, and by telling him to sacrifice his only son whom he loved and a burnt offering for him, praise God. This is one of the greatest tests that God demonstrated in Abraham's life that changed the story of his life forever. The Bible says in Genesis 22, 1 and 8, God is going to change your story. But even in the midst of the tests, the trials, amen, praise God, give him praise, give him honor, give him glory, because he's bringing you through some stuff, amen. And when you can't go through, amen, Hamashanda, he will carry you through. How do I know, praise God? Because there was a time in my life, praise God, that I was so tired of the trials. It seemed like every time I would go through one, here comes another, but it was for my good, praise God, but I didn't understand it at the time, praise God. Get into a service. The man of God says, amen, you were so tired that God says that he had to carry you the rest of the way. I don't mind him carrying me the rest of the way, praise God. Somebody shout, I'm going to reach the destiny that God has called me to reach. I will not give up. I will not take down, praise God. I'm going to speak the word of God. No matter if one person listen, two persons listen, I'm going to say what the Lord has said. If I lose friends down the line, so be it, praise God, because God is what matters right now, praise God. I can't do it on my own. You can't do it on your own, praise God. And sometimes, amen, we try to trust man, but God said, don't even do that, praise God. He'll get you to the point where you have to only trust him. He is the potter. Come on, somebody, and we are the clay. He's going to mold us. He's going to shape us. He's going to rebuild us. He's rewriting our story. Come on, give God the glory. The Bible says, Genesis 22, 1 through 8, it says, Abraham's faith was confirmed. Amen. Praise God. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham. Hear the word of the Lord. God tested him. Man didn't test him. God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, here I am. Then he said, take now your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love. Come on, somebody. And go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac, his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and rose and went to the place in which God told him. Oh, come on, somebody. Hear the word of the Lord. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship. Listen to this. And we will come back to you. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. The thing I like about Abraham, even though God told him what to do, to sacrifice his son, the Bible says Abraham said to the young man, you stay here with the donkey, and me and this child will go over there and worship. Now, come on. There is something about your worship. When things are going on in your life, you got to get on your knees and begin to worship our God. Because whatever you are going through and you see that you cannot go through, amen, after you have worshiped the Lord and believe and trust our God, amen, praise God, I believe within my spirit, Sabashanda, that the Lord will get up and move for you. It's going to take you to do something different in this season. You can't do what you did last season. Some of you just prayed and got up. You did not even take time to worship him for his goodness, for his mercy, for who he are. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So here he said, and we are coming back. He knew in his spirit that we are coming. Even though God told him, praise God, go over there and sacrifice your son. He told him, he said, we coming back. Don't worry about it. We coming back. So Abraham took the wood and burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son, and he took the fire in his hands and a knife, amen, and two of them together. But Isaac spoke, come on, to Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here am I, my son. Then he said, look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide for himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So the two men, the two of them, went together. I want to stop right there because I don't want to go until shift my message. Amen. But I want you to see, amen, praise that, that God always has a ram in the bush. I want you to know that, praise God, hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, that everything that God taking you through is shaping you for greatness. Oh, my God, I give you glory. Yes, God, we thank you. We thank you. Beloved, for God to change the story to glory and be celebrated by those that mocked you in the past. Your earnest need waiting upon God for the betterment of your life is very important. It's very important. I want you to, because I'm hearing so many people, amen, praise God, that sometimes, amen, in the midst of a test or a trial, they go through this metamorphosis, amen, praise God, or they believe God and then they don't believe God. Is God talking or is God not speaking? What voice are we hearing in the season? Because there's a time that God put us in the prayer chambers. Oh, come on, somebody. I hear you, God. He puts it in a prayer chamber to hear what he is saying to us. Amen. Praise God. No man can stop it. No man. Because God will change your story and no man can stop it. When it was time for God to open the eyes of the man that was blind from birth. Remember that. Yes, Holy Spirit. No man could stop him. When he regained his sight, those mocking him initially began to celebrate him. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. For all the ones that mocked you in the season, in the midst of the fire, in the midst of what you was going through, in the midst of everything that, glory to God, that even set before you right now, praise God, they will come back and celebrate you. Why? Because they want to see what God has done. Oh, come on, somebody. I remember the thing he said, come and see. Oh, my God, I give you glory. Sometimes, praise God, you get a little shy. God will allow people to see you're going through. He will allow them to see him shaping you and molding you, taking things from you. Oh, come on, somebody, I give you glory. Yes, Holy Spirit. Sometimes, amen, praise God. It looks like a demotion, but actually it's a promotion in your ministry, praise God. And like, where's all the people? But in the midst of all that's going on, praise God, God is promoting you, praise God. Hey, come on, Shai. He's building you up. He's shaping you for the next. Come on, somebody say, for the next. He's shaping you for the next. There is something great that's getting ready to happen in your life. Oh, come on. I hear you, Holy Ghost. God is getting ready to bless you in abundance. Ah, that men will see that he is God because he has to bring the glory back to the Lord, Shai. Ah, back to the world. And many will see what the Lord has done. My God, I give you glory. The Bible says in John 9:1-7, it said, now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, come on, somebody, teacher, who sinned? Who sinned? And this man or his parents and that he was born blind. And I love it because, amen, praise God. He said, who sinned? Because not all the time that we go through something that and dismantle your parents. His parents. He said, oh, no. That he was born blind. And Jesus answered. Neither does man nor his parents sin, but that the works of God shall be revealed in him. There are some things that God does in our lives. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. That men have to see. Oh, my God, that you were down today. Praise God. But you're up tomorrow. Praise God. That's why I tell people, praise God, you don't understand the anointing. The anointing provokes, come on, somebody, warfare, praise God. But God is telling us today that he is doing something great in our lives, and we have to know, praise God, in the midst of a fallen world, that is a promotion coming to the kingdom of God. The Bible says, amen. Oh, Holy Ghost, I know, glory to God. He said, must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. He said, the night comes when no man can work. Come on, somebody, get the work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world, praise God. And when he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with saliva, with spit, come on, somebody. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. Come on, hear that clay. And he said to him, go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sin. So he went and washed and came back seeing. And that's what I want to talk to us about. What you was not seeing, you are going to see. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I decree and declare that God is opening up your eyes right now, even greater. He's putting the eye salve on your eyes to let you see in the glory of him that you're not seeing well. Praise God. We have to come to 2020 vision. Amen. The same way we are in 2020 now. There's a 2020 vision that God wants you to see. While you are yet going through, ask God, Lord, let me see what I'm going through. I won't complain, God, but I will go through what I have to go through. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So here, therefore, the neighbors and those who previously had seen that he was blind said, is not this he who spat and begged? See, this is what God does, y'all. He take us through some things, amen, praise God. They want to ask, amen, praise God. Is that the same person, amen, that went through what they went through? They didn't have nothing. But listen, look what God did. Look what God did. Look what the Lord Jesus did. He said, some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. He said, I am he. I am he. Y'all going to tell somebody, I am the one, amen, praise God. Yes, I am. I'm the one, praise God, that went through, amen, from childhood up. I am the one that went through last year on and up. I was the one that was sick. I was the one, praise God. Yes, it was me, praise God. But God, God is blessing his people, y'all. God is blessing his people. God is moving by his mighty power, y'all. Don't y'all know that glory to God, that God has a blessing with your name on it, ha, my Shonda. There is a story, and it's changing, and God says, I am changing your story. I am changing your story. I am changing your story for the better. I am he. God is changing your story. I'll be right back, y'all.
Can we make this our sanctuary tonight? I want you to think about that thing, and I want you to look at somebody as a matter of fact. Grab the hand of the person you're standing next to and lift your hand in the air. That's it, lift your hand in the air. I don't know what the enemy has been using against you to keep you from being what God wants you to be, but I came to tell somebody that that's about to change. I speak to everything that's been holding you captive, and I command it.
I pray that you are having a great day and God is yet blessing you and keeping you and restoring you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio. This is our announcements on Monday. Don't forget to join Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil at 6 p.m. Praise God. We bless God for his ministry. And don't forget, amen, on Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. morning glory service with Hour of Power and Praise. Amen. With no other than the one and only Dr. Carolyn McNeil. And don't forget on Friday, praise God, Fresh Fire Friday at 7 p.m., the blowing of the shofar. We got praise, we got worship, music, praise God, and a word of inspiration. And Sunday morning service, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You might get Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. That will be 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. Be prompt, be prompt, be prompt. Amen. Praise God, because I know that God has a word for you. And we are bringing the church to your home. And also, if you want to be a blessing to the ministry, you may do so. Praise God. All you have to do, amen, is just hit that button. We have a Cash App, $Anointed222. That's $Anointed, A-N-O-I-N-T-E-D, 222, if you want to be a blessing to the ministry. And if you need one of us, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil or Dr. Carolyn McNeil, you may do so. You may give us a call at 302-883-9799. And guess what, y'all? Jesus loves you, and so do we. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And thank you. Thank you so much. Amen. For just being you. God bless.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ha-ma-shanda. Yes, Holy Spirit. We just thank God. We thank God. We thank God. Let's give God some praise. Let's give God some praise. Let's give God some praise. Worthy. Of our praises, amen. He is doing great and extraordinary things. Thank you that you're changing our story, amen, hallelujah. God is changing our story, y'all, amen, hallelujah. Here it says, when you wait upon God, he will transform your life and announce you to the world. Hear what the Holy Spirit is saying, y'all. God is the only one that can rewrite your story, and the whole world will hear about your fame. Amen. Because why? Amen. I know that, praise God. Everybody said, I don't need no fame. I don't need, but God wants to get the glory out of your life. Let God have his way in your life. Amen. When God changed the story of Peter, amen, he became famous and celebrated, amen, as a businessman and a vessel unto God. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Remember, we talked about this, and I said, Lord, you're bringing it back again. God is trying to tell us something, y'all. Come on. Remember in Luke and 5, praise God, he was a businessman, but then God was making a vessel of honor out of him. He was making a man of God out of him. He was making a holy vessel unto him. God did not stop with Peter. Amen. He had to keep molding, keep shaping. Amen. The same way he's doing with us. Amen. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net. Remember, amen, praise God. Let it down for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled. Remember that? We have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, amen, at your word, I will let it down the net. And when they had done this, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, they caught great numbers of fish in their nets. Their nets was not breaking, so they signaled their partners, amen, in the other boat, and they came to help them, and they came and filled both of the boats so that they didn't sink, amen, and praise God. And then Simon Peter saw it, he fell down on his knees saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man. And he said, come on, and he and all who were with him was astonished, y'all, amen, at the catch of the fish which he had taken. And so also were James and John and the son of Zebedee and the partners of Simon, praise God. And Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid, for now on, amen, you will catch men. Come on, they took him from being a fisherman, putting glory on his life. He said, from now on, you will catch men. Amen. So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. Praise God. God has a plan. He has a destiny for you. Praise God. He will change you. Amen. In an instant. But God says, amen, that's what I have to do. I have to make sure, amen, everything that's broken, everything that's damaged, anything that's impure, anything that was imperfected, everything that was injured, everything that was incomplete, unassembled, amen, praise God, I have to put you back together. I am the potter. Come on, somebody, and you are the clay. and I thought about it, and I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me. Praise God. He said in Proverbs 21:1, he said, the king's heart is in his hands. Come on, is in his hands of the Lord, like rivers of water. He says, I turn it wherever he wishes. And I thought about the waters when God said the waters. If you make sure, praise God, if you think about you washing your hands, God said the water is in his hands, and he turns it the way he wants to turn it. And a lot of times, praise God, we're looking for man's heart to change, but God is the only one that can change the heart of man. He said in your heart, and you think about, praise God, as you pray for people, you don't pray witchcraft on them, praise God, but you pray that God will perfect that imperfect man or that imperfect woman. Amen. Praise God. But let it start with yourself. Amen. A lot of times we ask God, amen, yes, Holy Spirit, to do something for somebody else. But God says yes. And like you, you are imperfect. So therefore, I have to do it to you too first. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Allow God to turn the heart of the king. He is turning. He is turning. He is turning. And just like everybody said about the president, let God turn the heart of the king. Nothing is too and God said his hands are not too short that he cannot save. Let God turn the heart of the king. Let God turn the heart of your children. Let God turn the heart of your husband. Let God turn the heart of your wife. Let God do it. All the ones, amen, praise God, that sit by, amen, that once hurt in, for your life and don't want you to see. Let God do it, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Let God get the glory out of your life. God will change your story. That was the word of the Lord for us today. God is changing our story. Amen. Praise God. There is never any short way to success, y'all. Therefore, don't be faster than your shadow. Oh, come on, somebody, by taking the fast route by human wisdom to destroy your life. Amen. There is no fast way. Allow God to do it. There is nothing God cannot do. Come on, somebody, that get in your heart. There is nothing that God cannot do. God is changing your story. Yes, Holy Spirit. If the heart of the king is in God's hand, there is no situation he cannot change in your life. So today I pray for you that anything you do not want in your life, God is changing it. Amen. Now, for his glory to shine. Amen. Praise God. His glory shall be revealed. He said, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in you. You are the one that God has his hands on. Let him do the work. Let him move you forward. Yes, you might be thinking like, God, is nothing happening in my life. But hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you today. He is leading you. He is guiding you. He is making all the crooked places straight. Amen. That when you get to where he wants you to get to, you will appreciate it. You will love him. He will get the glory. Amen. Praise God. Because God is going to get the glory out of your life. Somebody shout right there, God is going to get the glory out of my life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Today, amen, God is changing your story. Somebody shout right there, God is changing my story. God is moving by his Holy Spirit. God is the one that's going to break every yoke in your life. Praise God. He is the one, hallelujah, glory to God, that will be exalted in your life. Praise God. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because as we are stepping out today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, ha, yes, Holy Spirit, at our homes or wherever we are, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, ha, yes, Holy Spirit, remember, you are stepping into God's glory. You are stepping into success. You are stepping in, amen, to God's favor. You are stepping into fulfillment. You are stepping into breakthroughs. You are stepping into victory. God has given you dominion. You will You will persevere. Amen. Praise God. You are stepping into God's presence. You are unstoppable. Come on, somebody. You got to speak over yourself. Amen. No longer being delayed. Amen. Praise God. Or denied. Amen. Praise God. There is power, power, power in the name of Jesus. There's power in the blood. No more darkness. No more darkness. Withstand you, praise God. There is a light, amen. At the end, amen, praise God. You are breaking records. Come on, somebody. This is your season of manifestation. This is your season, amen, that you will shout hallelujah, 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 or hallelujah, 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 however you want to do it. But God is going to get the glory. God is changing your story. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you all for coming to Mount Carmel International Church today. I bless and praise God for you, you, and you. I pray, amen, that this hold on to the word of the Lord, because God will, he has the final say of everything, amen. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. I want to thank you all, thank you all, thank you all, and I pray that God has blessed you on today, knowing that you will not stay in the same circumstances. You will not be stagnated. You will be uplifted in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost, I thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We give you glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, as we come, God, today, Holy Ghost, we ask that you have your way, God, today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, for the movement of the Holy Ghost on today, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are rewriting everything about us, God. Oh, God, for our good, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord, that you are the potter, Lord, and we are the clay, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we know, God, that you have the best for us, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we come today, Lord God, we lift our hands in total praise unto you, God, today, Lord God. We thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for the uplifting in our family, oh God. We thank you that you're concerned about us, God. Everything that we're concerned about, God, that you are concerned about, oh God. We bless your name, Father God. When everything seems to be lost, oh God, we know that you have a plan, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Oh, God plans to bring us to a great expected end, oh God. We thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, as I heard the word, Mashanda, you said that you are breaking barriers in our lives, oh God. Oh God, break the barriers, God, in our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, break a yoke of the Mashanda. Break every yoke of affliction, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, they need you, God, today, God. We need you, God. We need you. We need you. We need you. Oh yes, Holy Spirit, open up the heavens, oh God, over thy people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we say thank you, Lord. Now, God, as we get ready to go into a praise break, oh God. Oh God, bless us in abundance, oh God. And we say thank you, Lord, that we're gonna know that you are God and you are God alone, God. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, have thine own way, have thine own way, have thy own way in their homes, in their ministries, in their marriages, their children. God, bless us spiritually, mentally, sociably, God, in the name of Jesus. Physically, God, yes, Holy Spirit, matrimonially, God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father, for what you're going to do. Finances, God, bring forth finances, God, for your people, God, that they would not need and want for anything, Father God. Give us our daily bread, God, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with a in joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. God is changing your story. okay, I'm leaving with a praise break. And if you need to get in touch with me, praise God, you may do so. God bless you all. Amen.
God's going to use your testimony. Oh, I need somebody in here with a nasty testimony to open up your mouth. Say, I wasn't in church all my life. I did some stuff. I should have been in jail. I should have been dead. But he was lifted high. And on a tree.
Glory of God is turning your sickness.
Sunday. Everyone, have a blessed and wonderful day. God bless you all.